Apologize for my voice. I hope you can hear it this morning. If it fades out, just throw something at me. We keep a dog gate between the kitchen and the living room, so the dog Archie doesn't have access to the carpets and couch in the living room. We step over the gate rather than take it down each time we go into the living room or back into the kitchen area. Now, Donna is graceful as she steps over the gate. She's slow and lifts her feet so that she doesn't trip. I, on the other hand, try to use momentum to clear the gate, which means I've knocked it over several times and once found myself lying on the floor with a bruised ankle. Archie reacts to each of us differently. He tries to help Donna by licking her legs or pants when she comes into the kitchen, which causes some discomfort for her. But when I come into the room, he stresses out and spins madly in circles, knowing that I'm going to kick the gate at him. And this mad spinning is what I feel like after the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. I am spinning crazily in circles, sick with the madness of our country. It's impossible to write some nice and hopeful homily to share today. I so much want to rail at the injustice I see in the world. I want to yell at the open racism in our country and for our leadership not being able to stand up to it. I want to scream at the gun lobbies for making it so easy to kill our children. I don't want to soft pedal my reactions anymore. But that would not be fair to you. So instead, I wrote a lament. A lament is a type of psalm that ritualizes grief. I'm using information from a book called Writing the Sacred by Ray McGinnis. In his book, Mr. McGinnis sources the Hebrew Bible scholar Walter Brueggemann, who says that a lament should have six parts: an intimate address for God, a complaint, a petition for God to act, a motivation to move God along to solve the petition, a request to punish the cause of the complaint, and an expression of confidence that the complaint is heard by God. Here is my lament. Lord, Father of peace, creator of all good, and the one who promises us the kingdom. Lord, I'm angry. My heart hurts for those children shot, buying bread at Walmart, having fun at a garlic festival, going to school, and you say it's your Father's intention to give us the kingdom. Lord, my heart is sad and depressed by seeing pictures of mothers being buried from bombs dropped by their countrymen, and you say it is your Father's intention to give us the kingdom. Lord, my heart is sick of seeing pictures of migrants drowning in the water where life should be, and you say it's your Father's intention to give us the kingdom. Lord, my heart can't feel anything except pain when I see no leadership in this country, leadership that should draw us together, not split us apart. And you say it's your Father's intention to give us the kingdom. Now, if you've been keeping track, I've only stated four of the six requirements for the lament. I have not requested punishment for those I feel that are doing wrong. and I don't have the expression of confidence that my lament is heard by God. But I don't want to punish anyone. I just want the injustice to stop. I want our country to be the safe and caring place we dream of. I want all people to be treated with dignity and respect, because we all are people of God. I want our children to be safe. When I started writing this lament, I didn't have confidence that God heard me. Then I did what I normally do. I visited several people that were in the hospital, and I went away from those visits with a lighter heart than I went in with. Why? Because I acted out of compassion for someone. We had several listenings last week after the church and one during the week. We listened to what you thought were community problems that affected you. Again, I went away with my heart lightened, because this listening is a part of acting out our democratic, with a small d, process for the good of the community. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of not seen. Abraham listened to God and stepped out in faith, looking for a better country. He and his descendants received the promise and looked to the future. God answered his promise. God's promise to us is to give us the kingdom. So give us the kingdom, Lord, that you promised, one of peace and comfort, one of good and plenty food, with rich wine, or at least strong beer. A kingdom where the oppressed are freed. Children can play without fear, and old people can nap with calm hearts. Now I can complete my lament. Lord, I know you hear us when we cry to you. You see us spinning like crazy dogs, full of fear and anxiety, ready to strike out at anyone that doesn't look like us. Lord, listen to your people who are in pain and give us the kingdom. Yes, we need to scream and yell at you, but then we need to step off like Abraham and trust that you are ahead of us. We need to step off and show compassion for others when the world is falling apart. We need to share our value of love to all who come through our lives. We need not to be afraid, because you promise your kingdom.